On the recent trip that I had, we had 36 pilgrims come with us to the Holy Land. And as I said at the beginning of Mass, it was uneventful in a positive way. We didn't have any dramas whatsoever as we journeyed into ancient places to renew and make ourselves new again. We immersed ourselves in the historical sites and also in the scriptural texts that related to those sites. And in most places, we were able to celebrate Holy Mass using the text for that particular site. It is a very grounding experience. It actually brings something off the page and puts it very, very present in our life. It makes something that is distant come very, very close. And that is what a pilgrimage is. And in one sense, we are all on such a pilgrimage, even though we're here in Pierce and the cold weather in Canberra doing our routine thing. But we are all on a journey. None of you are the same people today as you were yesterday or the day before. You will not be the same person tomorrow either. There will be small changes. For some of you, there may be big changes. But as you reflect on the journey of your life, on your own personal pilgrimage, there are twists and turns. There are dark spots and there are times when you're completely enlightened. That might come, if you're elderly, by the wisdom of a young person, for example. Or for a young person, it might come from the wisdom and experience of somebody who's older. Something is said or done that throws light into our life and opens it up and gives it true meaning. When Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that is pilgrimage talk. That is the speak of the pilgrim. That is our language. The way, the truth, and the life. We know that Jesus was an historical figure, Son of God, Son of Man, both divine and both human. We know that. That is an historical fact. And he was the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No other spiritual leader has ever done that, ever, in the history of mankind. Some have challenged the authenticity of Jesus, but the very fact that there are too many witnesses to disprove his presence and what he said and did. There are just too many. Now, Buddha, for example, could have said that he has found a way to share life. Well, Jesus said, I am the way. Muhammad, he could say that through him, divine truth was being communicated. But Jesus said, I am the truth. Confucius would say, or he could say, that he has discovered now a new uplifting form of life. Well, Jesus says, I am life. So there's no middleman, as it were. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Some people have translated that text from John's long gospel. Those two chapters in there are a big speech of Jesus, where John has collected a whole bunch of Jesus' sayings, and it's his farewell discourse just at the Last Supper to his disciples. John's community, the evangelist who wrote John's gospel, they were beginning to suffer greatly. They were being thrown out of the synagogue, and so now part of their identity had been lost, but it had been gained in Jesus himself and the work of the apostles. So they had rediscovered life as life was being taken from them. They found the way because they were starting to live the truth, and therefore their life changed. Way, truth, life. Some translations, as I was about to say, put it this way, that I am the authentic vision of existence. That's what Jesus is. I am the authentic, therefore I am the truthful. the truthful vision. Vision is the way, and existence is life. Way, truth, life. The life that Jesus gives us and asks us to follow is a life that adds meaning. It not only gives us our identity as a Christian community, but it gives meaning to our life. We live an authentic life, trying our very best to do as Jesus did, to spread the joy of the gospel, to be compassionate, forgiving, loving people. We try our best, and sometimes we fail. And then during the journey of our life, we actually discover the forgiveness and mercy of God again, and our life gains more meaning. So to be an authentic Christian, we are people who look for meaning in life and we give meaning. So the activities, the very things we do, the everydayness of our life, we must be life givers. The sad thing is that at the moment in the Western world, there really is a culture of death. We are not to dabble in any of that whatsoever. We are not to be drawn in to that kind of conversation or activity. And it's overwhelming, particularly in this part of Australia at the moment, as conversations around voluntary assisted dying or assisted suicide. Call it whatever you like. At the end of the day, it is still the culture and the language of death. That does not where a Christian belongs. We are life givers and we give meaning to life. We do not deal in death in any of its forms. So the challenge for us, I think, is to put make sure that we put that meaning in our life and into the life of others. We are to seek out meaning and then invigorate it. And the word invigorate means to put life into, to put energy into, not detract and not take away the substance and the goodness of anybody's life in any form. We are to raise people up and not bring people down. That's what we do as we journey on the way, living the truth and the good life. An example might be that some of you are gardeners, I'm sure, and there are many plants that grow these random little shoots out from the bottom of the trunk of a tree or a vine, and they don't produce anything. With roses, I know there's things come out like that grey wiry hair that all of a sudden you find out of your left ear one morning. Where did that come from? For men, mainly. But we call those things suckers when we're talking about plants. They don't produce anything, so they've got to be cut off so that the life can go back into the plant and invigorate it. And that's one of the things, it's not a bad way of looking at our own life. Get rid of the suckers in our life. Be life givers. Whatever you do, don't become a sucker. It destroys life and it takes away the goodness and the nutrition of the beauty of what it is to follow Christ. Please, please don't ever let yourself become a sucker.